Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Number three, we will get into the chemtrail news right out of Time Magazine. Yesterday I read that AP article out of Minnesota where they go, oh, yeah, the NASA admits that the planes are putting out all this condensation now and it's made the Earth 20% darker. Actually, the Goddard Space Center said that 3 months ago, but now here it is. Things are darker and they are forming at lower levels, but it's being studied and children are now being taught in public schools to look up and accept that the skies are always going to be like this now because of the planes, and they're explaining why that happens. But 5-6 years ago, a plane at 4,000 feet didn't leave ice crystals that hung there for 5 hours. At 35,000 feet, it stayed there for a few seconds, maximum a minute. What's going on here? And then at the same time, this Nick Berg individual, this poor person who had his head cut off, sawed off over about 20-second period, just nightmarish video, to say the least. He was in U.S. government custody, wouldn't let him leave the country, wouldn't let him call a lawyer, wouldn't let him talk to family. Then they release him, and in less than 24 hours, he's in Al-Qaeda hands, and he gets his head sawed off, and then this gets released right on time to cover up all the other torture and stuff. It is obvious. We know Al-Qaeda, CIA. We know they had him in custody. We know they gave him to Al-Qaeda. This is obvious. It's a done deal. And now the guy with the saw knife, MSNBC reports back on March 4th that he was killed months ago in northern Iraq in a bombing raid. They had confirmed it. I mean, this is just, they keep using the same players over and over again. Well, they got a whole crew of admitted torture masters like Chalibi running Iraq who did it for the Shah in Iran. Wide open telephones, we're taking your calls, bam, bam, bam. Let's talk to, I guess up next is Rick in Nevada. Rick, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
To me, the proliferation of snuff pouring out of Iraq now is symptomatic of a country which has lost its way. And if a person is not technically adept at analyzing a work for authenticity, interpreting it for propaganda, interpreting it for editing and tampering, then we have no business viewing this material. It's unfortunate that you put it up on your site.
Well, I'd say about 75% of the people have brought up good points to put it up. You're bringing up an interesting point. One of the reasons we considered not doing it, but now it's going to be shown everywhere. It's being shown now all over the place, sir. And now people will go see it on sites that add their New World Order propaganda to it. So if that's going to happen with the evidence, we've got to present it with the facts and what the family is saying. And looking at it, it could easily be fake, though I don't think it is. They just snuffed this guy. And so now you understand my point?
I have good news for you. I'm going out today to purchase 10, 12, maybe 14 of your films. Thank you.
Hey, I appreciate that. God bless you. And good point you raised. That's the reason we almost didn't do it. But if they're going to put it out everywhere else, some good sites, some bad sites, whatever, and the government's going to put their spin on it and do this, then we have to be able to counter that. And the straw that broke the camel's back with me was Paul saying, look, are you going to post video of them killing people? Well, we already have of the people beaten to death. And I said, yes. He said, well. So we did post it, and it's on the website, prisonplanet.tv right now, and it's on other sites now too. I mean, we see all this stuff on television every day. We see the piles of dead Jews being pushed into the mass graves. We see the Nazis blowing women and children's heads off. You've all seen that black and white footage up close, their heads splattering. So, I mean, I understand your point, sir, but if they're going to use it as propaganda, we need to post it and put the facts up there of what the government admits. They had him. They release him right into Al-Qaeda hands. This happens. That's why I'm sure of what I did. PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, we'll come back and we'll go to Chris in North Carolina, Johnny Hawaii, Ken Fort Worth, and others in Illinois. You name it. Stay with us.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water.
It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkeley is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen.
Danny, my love, the only one I'm thinking of. I see clear blue skies when I look.
Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day's coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
Most so-called tax shelters try to show you how to reduce your taxes, but they still insist that you must pay taxes. And they require that you do goofy, bizarre things with your money that you'd never normally do just so you can save a few bucks. Not this tax shelter. It's so complete, it's so superior, that it will teach you how to properly comply with the tax laws and still end up with zero tax liability. Imagine, you find out that you've been deceived about what the tax laws require, and you learn how to obey them better than you ever have before. And as a result, you end up owing the government nothing. You get to keep every single dime of your hard-earned money. Sound amazing? Sound too good to be true? Find out for yourself. Go to besttaxshelter.com. That's besttaxshelter, all one word, .com on the internet. And find out what the government has been scared to death you'll find out. Besttaxshelter.com. You'll be astonished. Visit today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, the neocons are all over talk radio saying they want the video posted so they can use it for propaganda purposes. Well, we posted it at PrisonPlanet.tv along with the still images so people know the truth, so they can read the facts, what the family has said, what the government admits, that they grabbed him, they held him, wouldn't let him talk to anybody, released him. In less than 24 hours, he was in Al-Qaeda, control, and this is disgusting, and they should bring those accountable to justice, just like the guards raping and killing women and children should be brought to justice as well. Families grabbed up at checkpoints, Army's own document, 70 to 90% totally innocent of doing anything. But you sickos out there say torture them, kill them. But then it's bad when our people get tortured and killed. It's bad when this happens to anybody. All right, let's go back to your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in North Carolina. Chris, you're on the air globally.
Hello, Alex. Good to speak with you.
Good to talk to you.
Just wanted to make a comment on your posting of the video. I understand everything but and your reasoning behind it, but I'm just wondering if... just posting the audio would have enough effect on people.
Well, I mean, it's so blurry anyways that you really don't... I mean, they've already posted image by image on the Drudge Report.
Yes,
I mean, which is actually even more graphic, the head being cut off and the head being held up. Okay, so they've done still images of it. Basically, the video's already out there on the news and the main big websites and the newspapers, okay, and now the video's proliferating all over the place.
Yeah, well, I mean... Overall, people just really need to understand that, you know, eventually, you know, this is going to be happening everywhere, and, you know, hearing this fellow having his life, his very soul expunged from his body. This is just they're just waiting to have this happen over here.
You
in
know,
America.
we could download it and play it. And I know the news has been doing that. I've heard some clips of it on the news, so we're not breaking any ground. I wonder, what do you think we ought to air that audio here?
Well, at least post it, I guess, maybe for the maybe for the squeamish out there. But,
well, I mean, just the audio, you'll hear him screaming when they cut his head off.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got to think about that.
Right.
But I've heard them. I've heard, like, I think ABC News and stuff's been airing some of it. So.
Really?
Yeah, when you talk about that, that's an idea. I don't particularly. I watch it three times looking for detail, and I should probably watch it more. I just can't stand watching it.
I agree with you.
All right. Well, anything else, sir?
Your comment about your chemtrails. Here in eastern North Carolina, there's not a morning I get up that at least 3 days a week they're laying at least 20 lines.
But 5-6 years ago, you didn't have that, and the trails disappeared in seconds. Do they sit there for 4 or 5 hours at 5,000 feet like they do here?
Oh, no. I'm well aware of the atmospheric conditions that need to happen with that. And I remember seeing these things back in 97, where most places were reporting 98. And that was over Raleigh, North Carolina. And, something's got to be done about it. And we've just got to...
Well, now they're going to have a federally funded national education in the schools to teach the children it's all normal. Just like swiping your card is normal, and thumb scanning to get lunch is normal, and being frisked by police is normal, and bar fences going up is normal, and your parents not being able to pick you up is normal, and, oh, part of your schooling now. This is the way America is. You know, we have satellite photos of the whole country covered with these. Can't even see the outlines of the states anymore. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Just amazing. You can't. It's incredible. Let's go ahead and talk to Johnny in Hawaii. Johnny, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex. Yeah, I think it's a good idea to post a video of the beheading on your website if you have all the articles you have on your Infowars.com site explaining everything that happened in the timeline, showing how the Gobas have used this to their advantage.
Yeah, we need to add the info from MSNBC that the guy cutting his head off was dead at least 3 months ago. We need to add the information to it. To the site, well, we've got it, you know, where the family says, you know, you had him in custody, the government admitting that. That basically is already there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, on your Prison Planet TV site, though, before the video is shown, and then...
Yes, there. It is
okay,
there.
Okay, I haven't looked at it yet, but yeah, I'm a member, too, but I got to go look at it now.
Well, thank you, sir.
Oh, you're welcome. But, yeah, please just keep up the good work and keep laying this stuff out for everybody, because I didn't realize until you explained this, and I read your site, how the Globes have used this, again, to their advantage, but explaining as clear as a bell. It all makes perfect sense.
Well, thank you. Anything else?
One thing here in Hawaii, we're going to have to pay a 66-cent charge for cell phone usage so they'll be able to track us. I knew equipment so they can track us.
Now, so it said in your newspaper, I'm just going from the Green Bay and Wisconsin newspaper last year, this is in Matrix of Evil, the article, and my analysis of it in that film, but the governor said, oh, we're going to have a sales tax. All our emergency centers can already track you down to 15 feet from where your phone is, so we're going to have a tax to do that, to pay for it, to monitor you in real time. Is that what your local paper said?
Yeah, exactly, yes. And notice they chose the 66 cents, which is a unique numbers.
Is that 66 cents a month?
Yes.
To pay for people to track and watch you as you drive around.
Exactly.
See how they just... where did you hear this? Because I want the article to add that to the website.
I can email it to you. It's off of Hollywood Advertiser, which is online.
Oh, the same Hollywood Advertiser 7 days before said the Japanese are to attack on the very date they did attack.
Yeah, it's the same newspaper. Yeah, Hollywood.
That's funny. I have that original article.
Yeah, it's that one in the Hollywood Star Bulletin are the two papers here.
Yeah, I need to get that Green Bay article again and then post this new article with it. Because, again, October 1st, 2001, they passed the law 5 years before. All cell phones track you now. It is disgusting. Thanks for the call. That's your freedom, and now they're going to use a tax to make you pay for it to be tracked, to have an actual person watching you as you drive around. And the governor bragged that we can tune in via the audio and listen to you, too. How great it was in Wisconsin. So now moving to Hawaii. Aloha, big brother. Let's go ahead and who is up next here? Jasha in Illinois. Jasha, welcome.
Hello, I am speaking on my cell phone, so...
That sounds good and clear. Go ahead.
Well, I'm on Yahoo. I was looking up some stuff on chemtrails, and I look on the, you know, the news bulletin, and the second to the top story says, U.S. denies holding beheading victim. Da-da-da-da was never in U.S. custody despite claims from his family, a coalition spokesman said Wednesday. This was posted 33 minutes ago on Yahoo.
Oh, funny. Yesterday they admitted they'd held him, but just said it was for his safety. And the top general, I got the article right here, quote, advised him to leave when they released him, hours later grabbed by LCIA. So now they're changing their story.
It's unbelievable. The very next day, like, how stupid are we? If this even goes through, if people go ahead and forget about it like they kind of are with 9/11, I'm going to freak out because it just doesn't, this is really the last straw. If people don't take any action after this, I don't know what it's going to take.
Yeah, they hold him, don't let him call family or anybody. He gets out, tells them I was just grabbed by the feds. He calls them and tells them. They admit this to him. Then the general comes out and says, well, we released him and told him to get out of the country, and now they're denying it?
Oh, absolutely. And actually, when you click on this story, it says there's a link for a video excerpt. Now, I'm at work, and I can't watch video online here. So I don't know if it actually has a link to the real video.
No, what the mainstream news is, they show edited video.
Yeah, it says, caution, content may be disturbing. When is there a line between maybe and is, capital I-S, disturbing? And then on another note, also on chemtrails, I sent you an email recently with a bunch of pictures. I was driving through Iowa over a four-hour period Wednesday, May 5th, last week, and they were constantly spraying all day for a four-hour period, driving into Des Moines, all the way through out of Davenport, which, of course, is the Rock Island Arsenal, the largest arsenal in the world. But they were spraying all day long, and I took many, many pictures, and I have done some research about that, and I just wanted to, you know, let some people know about a couple websites that I've come across with a lot of extensive information. ChemtrailCentral.com is a good one, and also Carnicom.com.
Yeah, and also on Infowars.com, we have the article yesterday where the NASA admits, oh, suddenly all these trails are, and suddenly ice crystals form at 4,000 feet. They never did before, but now they do. And Time Magazine, there's a program to teach the school children that all of this is normal, so they know their parents are crazy.
Oh, I know, absolutely. And actually, NASA's website, they have a satellite photo of a bunch of chemtrails, which I'll forward to you, a bunch of chemtrails, and it even says on their own site, this has been, this normal emissions from jet stream has been linked from 1947 to 1988 or something for a 0.5% 0.5 degree increase in temperature. It does increase global warming.
And Goddard Space Center said a couple months ago, 3 months ago, that the Earth is 20% darker now. Thanks for the call. Amazing points. Good to hear from you. Robert in Texas. Robert, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Fine, sir.
I just want to make a comment about the chemtrails. It's been going on here in our hometown here in Austin for, I've never seen so much gray skies and rain in the spring in Austin. And you know how the weather is normally here. It's normally clear blue skies, maybe with a few clouds and high humidity, but I've never seen such grayness. And I took pictures about 2 weeks ago. They were spraying as I was heading out 183 north towards Cedar Park. They were just laying them so thick, and I took several pictures. And I live in central, north central Austin, just north of Hyde Park.
Let me say it again. Jets don't fly in hot weather at 4,000 feet and leave giant trails that stay there for four
absolutely,
or 5 hours.
Absolutely.
What is going on? Why are they teaching school children this important federal program? This is normal. This is supposed to look like this. Don't
it's
you know?
It's just bizarre. But I took pictures between about 9:30 a.m. and about 11 a.m. And they were streaks. And then I came back, and it was a totally clear blue day on April 28th. And back about 7 p.m., I took the pictures over my house, and they had spread into those white, wispy, thin patterns and created this cloud cover by the end of the day. And it's
I've been sitting there where there's a perfect hash mark. From a blue sky to 2 hours later, whole sky covered from 5,000 feet up to 40,000 feet.
And just real quick, I want to tell you another real good
and there'll
website.
Be jets flying. Hold on a second. I'll let you hold over. Just put him on hold.
Okay.
There'll be jets flying with one spraying and then the one right by it, nothing coming out. Or there'll be a jet at 5,000, 6,000 feet with a jet at 30,000 feet leaving no trail with the low jet leaving a trail that stays there for 2 hours. What is going on? We'll be right back.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared to winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits. But you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk. Or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, my friends. Alex Jones here, back live. Mr. Nick Berg was in U.S. government custody for 13 and a half days. That is admitted. They told his family that. The Pentagon said, oh, we released him and advised him to get out of Iraq. Now they're trying to say, no, no, no. He was never in our custody. We're catching him in a big lie of that lady, what she was saying was true earlier. Do a web search on that, guys, for me, and say something like Pentagon denies that Berg was in custody, and we can get that and compare all the generals contradicting each other. Oh, yeah, that's a big slip-up for you, isn't it? Let's go ahead and take more calls. It's just very important to let you get your info out and all the angles that the listeners bring up. I'm going to come back and get into some more of the news and the chemtrails. Right now, let's go ahead and we're talking to Robert in Texas trying to finish up a point. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, Alex, and it's funny what you mentioned about what I like to call the decoy jet. That's leaving an actual contrail, which actually dissipates at a constant distance behind the jet. I've noticed that, too, and I think that's just, like I said, a decoy or a distractor, so that when you say, hey, look, they're laying these trails, I go, no, look, that thing's dissipating, you know, as it follows behind another jet. I think it's just a distractor.
Well, more than that is you'll have commercial jets flying around not leaving these trails that stay there, and there's these weird white jets flying around that are doing it.
Right, right.
Hey, listen, got to let you go. Good to hear from you.
Hey, I got real quick one website I found that's real good. It's called bariumblues.com, and it mentions a lot of this. And
okay, thank you for the call. Yeah, the barium salts and the sprays. Let's go ahead and talk to Victor in North Carolina. Victor, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing?
Fine.
I got your DVD, 9/11 Road to Tyranny. Really great stuff. I made about 15 copies so far.
Well, thank you.
And like the new website, Prison Planet TV. One aspect of that Rush clip that you may have covered and I just didn't hear is his effort to legitimize Skull and Bones by saying it's just like a Skull and Bones initiation. It's just harmless fun. The last time I checked, Skull and Bones initiations weren't harmless. They were more occult nature.
Well, they openly worship Satan. It's been caught on. Fox News has aired it. So has ABC. They go, hail Satan, kill him for Satan. They do mock sacrifices of women. And they do all of this. And so that's a message to the inner circle that, yeah, this is Skull and Bones. This is our sacrifices. This is our fun. Mm-hmm. And then for the profane, those of us that don't get it in their whole nomenclature, this is, oh, this is no big deal. See, it's multifaceted.
Yeah, a lot of people still want to believe the lie, though, the false left-right paradigm that you talk about. One other thing, those chemtrails. I'm thinking that the poisoning or the health effect may just be a side effect, that the real goal there is somehow tied in with HARP or some kind of Tesla technology.
And the whole day after to create climatic change, to create fear in a global government to counter the problem. Thanks for the call. Great points, Victor. Good to hear from you in North Carolina. Emmett in Pennsylvania, you're on the air globally.
Yes, Alex, many thanks to you and WWCR for carrying your third daytime hour.
Yes.
Now, why, yeah, I wouldn't air that video. Whoever taped it had the intention of everyone seeing it.
That's but they're why they taping it to put their spin on it. We're countering it. We're analyzing it.
A friend of mine also told me he was in Vietnam, and he said the Muslims don't like to be humiliated. They don't like to have a woman over them to boss them around.
And so that's why they now admit the Army ordered the women to pose and do this. This is Army PSYOPs under CIA. This was all staged to release this, to then kill somebody, to legitimize it, while at the same time enraging the Arabs and enraging America, so out of the crisis can come the one world order.
Well, he told me they do it to get information out of them. By embarrassing them.
Yeah, but
point how can they have information?
Hold on a second. CBS hasn't released lots of stuff. This has been out for years in Afghanistan and Iraq. But they just released this now. Why is that? It's part of the PSYOP now.
Yeah. Oh, how can they have any information when they're in prison?
Well, they admit that 70-90% were totally innocent. Families picked up at checkpoints because they didn't have their papers.
Thank you very much. Carry on, Alex.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Emmett. Let's go ahead and go to Roberta in Colorado. Roberta, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Alex.
Hello.
I've listened to you for a couple years now, and I finally got brave enough to phone you.
Well, good to hear from you.
Yeah. I have bought your DVD, and I've lent it to a neighbor across the street.
Good. I'll tell you what, stay there, but what do you want to talk about when we get back?
All right.
What do you want to talk about when we get back?
Oh, I just wanted to talk about basically the PNAC and Skull and Bones and Hegelian dialect and how you get a... How can anyone learn all this? It's so deep.
I'll tell you what, stay there. You go off their own PNAC documents saying we need helpful terror attacks. We need dead Americans to get people behind the New World Order. We need to use this disaster for the New World Order, as Gary Hart said on national TV.
This is GCN.
What will you do without freedom?
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They are playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
You'll never set your clock again, not even for daylight saving time. That's right, the self-setting atomic travel clock keeps 100% accurate time in any U.S. time zone. This is the U.S. official atomic clock located in Fort Collins, Colorado. It's the same atomic clock that governs ship movements, radio stations, space flights, and warplanes. We use them right here at the Genesis Radio Network. These self-setting atomic clocks contain a completely hidden antenna and receiver tuned to the exact frequency of the official U.S. atomic clock. How accurate is it? This clock will not gain or lose 1 second in the next million years. The radio signal automatically sets your clock for daylight savings. If you travel, this is the last clock you'll ever buy. Even if you don't travel, you'll use it to set the time on your other clocks. And now, thanks to a limited time offer, you can get one for only $19, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee. But you've got to act fast by calling toll-free 866-550-3501 or visit jamesdirect.com. Don't push the snooze button. Call 866-550-3501 today.
Your calls and more of the news coming up here in just a few minutes. You need to go subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv, my friends, is an amazing website with multiple in some weeks, but every week at least one 45 to hour and a half long, every week it's different, special TV presentations, special tapings I do, special live shows that we re-air, retransmit on the website, text reports, audio, video, busted radio interviews I do. It's all at PrisonPlanet.tv for the large portion of the public out there, about half the public that is online and has access to a computer. Sign up today for 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv, and it makes all our other websites possible because I've somehow got to, you know, pay for the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of bandwidth per month because of the tens of millions of visitors. So you're also helping us get the word out for about a tenth the cost of a cup of coffee, coffee a day. A cup of coffee is $1.50 most places now, and this is 15 cents a day, so about a tenth the cost of a cup of coffee for all this information and to make this broadcast possible, the work we're doing with the websites that interface with the radio shows. We can document everything we're talking about as we cover it. And that's the interactive synergy that the Internet allows us to have with this broadcast radio show. So PrisonPlanet.tv, like your television. Also, I've made 10 films. I've written a book. I've published a book. I carry other great videos, other books on tapes, other books and information. Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership has made the video. Innocence Betrayed, the most professionally produced pro-gun film I've ever seen. It is Discovery Channel grade, very powerful. It's on DVD and VHS, $29.95, because it costs a lot to make it. It costs us a lot to get it from them, and it's the same price they sell it for. You get three free Grandpa Jack comic books going over the history of gun control and what's really going on. It's good for your average yuppie mindset out there at about a fifth grade level for them. Being sarcastic, but three of those free, so you really get you know, quite a bit for the price. That's a great film, Innocence Betrayed. Get my videos. You're authorized to make copies of my videos. You're not the others, but of mine you are. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. These are all incredible films you need to have. The 9/11 videos, there's two of them. Expose Who Carried Out 9/11 Without a Shadow of a Doubt. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove is my infiltration of the occult compound. You need to have these videos. You can go to Infowars.com and go to the section that has my works. There's another section that has other great authors and researchers' materials. And order it via our secure, safe shopping cart at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or PrisonPlanet.tv for that matter. Or you can simply call toll-free to get the films or books or T-shirts, the pro-gun T-shirts. That's why we're liberal. We're totally pro-gun, so we're liberal according to the neocons. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. We were talking to, who were we talking to last? Roberta. I told her to hold. She wanted to talk about problem, reaction, solution, the Hegelian dialectic of thesis, a synthesis. But go ahead and make your comments, Roberta. Thanks for holding.
Well, hi. Hey, you know, I like your comment about the yuppie mindset. You know, we've got the mindset of the globalism, we've got the mindset of yuppies, and then we got the mindset of people that just are in denial. And it's all three real scary factors there.
The yuppie mindset is, I'm a member of the elite.
I have my BMW.
I have a Gucci handbag and drink Starbucks. That's all that matters. and then you got the neocon mindset of torture everybody, kill everybody, hand in the guns. It's conservative. and then you got those that are just dumbed down. Just
they don't want to know.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
Oh, anyway, I live in Boulder, so it made me laugh because Boulder's full of yuppies. And thanks to the globalists, I've had the opportunity to read books and study because of a lack of unemployment. I'm an unemployed high-tech worker. And
oh, the wonders of NAFTA and GATT that's going to get... The government says seven times worse, and Bush said it's good.
Oh.
Hamburger jobs are industrial, and shipping jobs is our number one commodity, he said.
And I'm telling you, there's no work here.
What, you don't think having a cheeseburger job is a good job, a skilled worker, value-added job, manufacturing?
No.
Maybe you're with Al-Qaeda if you don't think hamburger flipping is high-tech.
I just don't think that's a very fulfilling way to go.
Well, sounds like you're with Al-Qaeda then if you don't believe them. Up is down, down is up.
Well, you know, seriously, though, I've reinvented myself. I'm going back to college, and I'm reading three concurrent books here, The Creature from Jekyll Island, Fortunate Son, and Secrets of the Two. Three books at once. They're all good. And, you know, it is so deep that I don't see how anyone working 8 to 5, raising kids, can become enlightened. How can you do it?
Well, it is a complete study, but you can get the basics. Governments are tyrannical throughout history. Sociopathic control freaks get into control. You got to limit the size of government. That's just historical. Then you look at case point examples, and once you've looked at 5% of this and proven it, then you know it's a pack of criminals. Then you can go deep into the master's degree level of this and live your life fighting it.
Well, you know, I was really interested in the Hegelian dialect, how they can actually transform cultures, social structures, by inducing a crisis.
It goes back to the cave, to the hut. The flood comes. or a quick shift in the environment, and there's a crisis, then everybody's ready to get up and move.
Right.
But the chief or the witch doctor couldn't get him to move when everything was okay.
Right. Well, I don't know. I guess that's all I have to say. I've just listened to you for so long, and I just finally wanted to call you and have a talk with you.
What do you think about him grabbing this guy, the government having him in custody, releasing him, Al-Qaeda gets him and kills him? Pretty obvious.
You know, I was so upset last night, and my husband thinks, he says, oh, you got to quit listening to that radio show and quit reading all these books that upset you. And
yeah, you shouldn't be upset. Just go back to sleep.
Exactly.
You know, lay down next to the pod, honey.
And this is my husband.
You'll be body snatched in the morning, and we can all be together. No more pain, honey.
Exactly. Don't torture yourself.
Well, just just tell him. Go buy a big bean pot and lay it next to the bed, and say, here, let's lay down and be body snatchers, honey.
Well, I don't need to get divorced on top of everything else.
No, I'm being sarcastic.
No, I know you are. I know, but I think it's sad. I feel so sorry for the man and his family, and I think his life and his death is being exploited. And by the time I die, I hope I can have a peaceful death. But I just can't imagine having to end your life like that. It's sad.
It's absolutely horrific. Thank you for joining us. I really appreciate your call. Let's go to Ryan in Michigan. Ryan, go ahead. No, I'm sorry. Put him on hold. Phil in England's next. He's on his dime. Phil in England, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Your phones are red hot today, aren't they?
They are most days, but yes, what's on your mind?
Just two things, Alex, on the Iraq photos that were released, very selective ones that were released. Well, they were staged, obviously. The lawyer for one of the accused was on television last night here, saying that they were all staged.
They were ordered to do it.
Yes, exactly. But also, he cited as evidence a Washington Post released photograph taken upon high in the prison, showing a CIA officer setting up the photo, standing next to a pile of bodies with his hand on the Iraqi's neck.
No, I've seen it. No, I mean, they admit they're arranging the bodies for the shot, and the CIA operative's covering his face from the camera that he's looking at, and then the other dumbbells don't see it.
Yeah, exactly. I was just wondering if you were going to post that. Or
that photo is posted on Infowars.com. It was a week ago.
Okay. Another thing, Alex, just changing tack slightly. I noticed on Slashdot saying that USA Today reports that clubbers in Barcelona are getting drunk and being implanted on site with RFID chips.
Yeah, we had the CEO on a month and a half ago, Applied Digital. He said they're going to put it in all police. The entire Italian government's going to do it. And then it all came out in the news 2 weeks later. But there's a huge report on that. On the website.
Exactly. I saw you mention it ages ago, and USA Today are reporting it. So
yeah, getting people drunk and giving them their microchip.
Yeah,
you can't get into the area with the luscious females, and for the women, the men, scantily clad, the real VIP area where the fun happens, unless you get the chip.
It says on Slashdot, the article states that the implant can go anywhere. However, it does not state whether anyone has chosen their forehead. So I don't know what they're talking about there. Just trying to make light of the situation.
That's fun, isn't it?
Exactly.
Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you from England. Let's talk to Ryan in Michigan. Go ahead, Ryan.
This is Ron. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I really appreciate what you've been doing. I found you about a year ago, and I can't thank you enough for your information.
Well, I can't thank you enough for your listenership.
Yeah, I've got your films, and I put out about 250 so far, and keep producing them.
What effect is it happening when you give people the videos?
They come back. Some of them come back, and I've converted some people.
Good.
Yeah.
World order can't stand if we stand in the gap.
Right. If we get the information out. What I've got is I've been researching this chemtrail thing intensely for the last couple of months, and I've got some of the government websites, if people are interested, of how to contact these people or
Well, the big news is that the Associated Press yesterday, Time Magazine this week, we're teaching the children why the jets leave the chemtrails very low. It's
mm-hmm.
The contrails. It's good for you. It is making the earth darker, but
mm-hmm. Yeah, global warming, all that. If you want the NASA website, just punch in Global Aerosol Climatology Project.
So we have links to those satellite photos of the entire country blacked out with it.
Yeah, and the Navy is Spy Wars. They have a lot of offices around the country, just punch in Spa Wars and Navy, and you'll go into their website, and you can see what they're doing all over the oceans.
Just right out in the open. Thanks for the call.
Right, and
oh, go ahead.
Yeah. The Navy Monterey Aerial Research Research Laboratory of Monterey is mostly concerned with the HAARP effects.
All right, thanks for the call. Let's talk to Tim. Tim, where are you calling us from?
Oh, greetings, Alex. How are you today?
Fine. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Ontario.
Good. Go ahead.
Alex, I had a fellow in today. He's in my business. We were talking about chemtrails too, and he's a military man. And first of all, he didn't believe that this was going on. He said, "Oh, it's just they're dumping fuel, or it's just they're doing this, doing that." You know, that it's 30,000 feet. You know, all the usual whatever they put up as propaganda to try and explain it away. But as I, showed him a few things, and then I brought him up to the computer, and I said, "Now look at this." And I pointed him to the main page on Barry and Blue's website there, and he said, "Well, that is not." Engine exhaust. That is not that. He said, "That's not even coming from the engine." So then I described to him what I found on Cliff Pernicom's site, and he said, "Well, it's barium oxide," and he said, "If it's aluminum oxide and titanium oxide," he said, "that's exactly what they're using for cloud seeding." I said, "Well, that's very
interesting." Yeah, that's what happens. It flies by. It doesn't go away. It forms at lower levels than contrails do, and then it forms clouds right in front of you. I've been in the yard doing yard work and watched it for 5 hours unfold.
Well, we do the same thing here. You're not just the only people getting sprayed with this stuff. Everybody is.
It's globally. It's now showing up in satellite photos everywhere. A few years ago, it was just America. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Minnesota. Steve, go ahead. Good to talk to you, Steve.
Yeah, Alex, you're doing a fantastic job, along with Paul and Violet.
Thank you.
Conrad Chase, what a hero he is, getting people so drunk that they do something stupid enough to get a chip in them. That's just...
And then bragging that soon we'll have to have it globally to buy and sell. Oh, yes, this is the plan. The CEO told me. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, that's pathetic. But I called because I have an idea, and I'm a proud member of PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay.
And I had some ideas that maybe you can implement in the future.
Okay.
I work with a bunch of imaging devices that work pretty fast, and maybe you could... You said that you have like a room or two full of boxes full of papers, just all documents. Maybe you could image all this stuff and get some kind of a search and make it easier for you.
If I had the money for the employee to do it, I could. I mean, I literally get up early in the morning and I'm running till 2 in the morning. Just bam, bam, bam.
Yes, you are.
I make myself now take off an hour to go jog or swim or lift weights, but just because I perform better when I do that. But, I mean, I haven't eaten yet, and I've been out working since 7 a.m.
Yeah, you're a very hard worker. I'd be willing to give you a lot of information about this. I could email it to you if maybe...
You know, I don't want to lie. I did take a handful of peanuts earlier. Oh.
Yeah, but I'll send you an email sometime. I'll get a bunch of information about all this stuff. And
well, I mean, everything that we... that I print off has been posted on the site. It's just that I keep it because sometimes the stories get taken down.
Oh, okay. But I'm talking about like newspaper clippings, stuff like that, maybe.
Hey, it's a good idea. No, I have a garage full of newspaper clippings.
Yeah.
I have a portable building full of newspaper clippings.
Wow.
And the last few months in this room are stacks almost to the ceiling.
Yeah, that's insane.
I am amongst piles of news articles.
Yes, I imagine you are.
Well, hey, I appreciate... what you're doing, and thanks for signing up at the website, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take care. Okay, we'll go to some more calls here in the final segment. Some of the other news here. Again, the family angry with American government over son's brutal death. And they are saying that the video showed Nick Berg, 26, in a staged execution carried out by an Al-Qaeda affiliate group, Al-CIA affiliate group. The video said the killing was the... to avenge the abuse of Iraq prisoners by American soldiers. And the family, said the State Department official, said Monday had told them of Berg's decapitation. The family, though, had wanted the information to remain private. Now it's out everywhere, and they're putting their spin on it, so we're exposing it. When told about the website, Berg's father and sister began to cry. And then it goes on. And then Michael Berg, the father, lashed out the U.S. military and Bush administration, saying his son might still be alive. Had he not been detained by U.S. officials in Iraq without being charged, and without access to a lawyer, Nick Berg, a small telecommunications business owner, spoke to his parents on March 24th and told them that he would return home on March 30th. But Berg was detained by Iraq police and put into a coalition prison at a checkpoint in Mosul. On March 24th, he was turned over to U.S. officials and detained for 13 days. His father, Michael, said his son wasn't allowed to make phone calls or contact a lawyer. And then he wasn't released until right after, again, they talked to CBS and told him hold back the photos. Then they release him. He gets grabbed that day, killed supposedly by Al-Qaeda. FBI agents visited Berg's parents in Westchester on March 31st and told them the family they were trying to confirm their son's identity. So, again, admitting they were holding him, but now they're denying it. On April 5th, the Bergs filed suit in federal court in Philadelphia, contending that their son was being held illegally by U.S. military. The next day, Berg was released. He told his parents he hadn't been mistreated. And it goes on, Michael Berg said he blamed the U.S. government for creating circumstances that led to his son's death. He said his son hadn't been detained for so long, he might have been able to leave the country before the violence worsened. We'll come back, folks. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Congress is trying to pass a video voyeur law where they can have all their video cameras in public, but then prosecute you if you do something in public. It again, always sounds good on the surface. Has nothing to do with it. Also, the lawyer for the female military police officer ordered to pose for photos. That's all admitted now. Also, Australian soldiers facing dismissal for torturing kittens. We talked about that yesterday. Killing kittens in front of children, dragging them around on fire in front of people. This is the psychotic behavior. The Hill is reporting the presidential push fails to quell GOP fear of Patriot Act. group of libertarian minor Republicans in Congress is blocking President Bush's effort to strengthen domestic counterterrorism laws and reauthorize the USA Patriot Act. Bush wants to expand it, folks, which the president has made one of his top domestic priorities this year. As a result of this opposition, Representative Jim Sensenbrenner, Republican of Wisconsin, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, was forced last week to cancel panel consideration of legislation that would have given law enforcement officials more tools. See, more tools. The key stuff in there isn't sunsetted. That's a red herring. It's in perpetuity. As other administration policy initiatives, such as manned mission to Mars, have languished in Congress, Bush has emphasized the importance of renewing the Patriot Act next year. They'll tell you you're a liberal if you're against it when the liberals all voted for it. Just like they voted for the war, gun control, Bush's policies. Let's jam a few final calls in. You've each got a minute apiece. Chris in Texas. Go ahead, Chris.
Alec?
Yes.
Dylan?
Yes.
Okay, that Limbaugh clip you've been playing.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm listening to you here on one of these pirate stations here in Austin, and I live in Hutto, and you've cut out. So I flipped over to Limbaugh to see what he was talking about. Get one of your interns to check this out. At 1:40 p.m., he starts demonizing the Iraqi people just in general, calling them filth, slime of humanity, debris, and
did,
check out...
Did he call the Iraqi subhumans like Savage did?
It was worse. It was worse.
So he was specifically talking about everybody.
Yeah, this was the spin, though. Here's the kicker. It was trying to explain away why our soldiers are killing women and children. He said they're using their own families as human shields.
No, no, no. They take them in the prisons and kill them.
This is the spin.
All right. Thank you for the call. I'll check it out. Thank you. Jeff in Louisiana. Jeff, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
Listen, on a website called breakfornews.com, they got a headline here in the story. Beheaded man's firm was on right-wing enemies list. It goes down here and says the family firm of beheaded American Nick Berg was named by a conservative website in a list of enemies of the Iraq occupation that could explain his arrest by Iraqi police, a detention which fatally delayed his planned return from Iraq and may have led directly to his death.
Email that immediately to tips@infowars.com and also the webmaster at Prison Planet, okay?
Okay.
Sending all this info, we'll post it on the Prison Planet TV story, photos, and video.
Okay, then.
Yeah, more is emerging. More. That's interesting. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Delaware. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, sir. Unfortunately, sir, your cell phone's no good. Should I take some more calls, or are we out of here, guys? Okay, yeah, I don't have time to get to any more. I'm sorry, Mike. Call me back tomorrow, 11 to 2 during the day, Central Standard Time. Just hit my microphone into my face. That felt good. join me tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. Back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. And we'll be I'll be doing a special report on this tonight, a text report. I'm going to write an article about this with all the key links. There's already a lot of it on PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. And please sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv today and be a founding supporter in this fight against the New World Order with our new info bomb salvo we've launched at the mountains of lies being perpetrated by the globalists. And remember, you're a human being. You have value. Torture and murder by any group is wrong. This is obviously a CIA op. Al-Qaeda is CIA. The government had this guy in custody and handed him right over to these people. And we will expose it. You should, too. Again, more powerful broadcast coming up. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Rebroadcast 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. as well. And back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Now get out there and expose the murdering terrorists that are the New World Order that want to kill. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now. now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.